It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are officially in summer, if you count meteorological summer, start of June. And for many of us, that means turning down the temperature on our air conditioners, breaking out the fans. But the electricity we use to power all of that is going to be more expensive this year. Rates are already higher during the summer months in general, but this year, that'll go up even more as the Midwest deals with reduced capacity for power generation and also higher demand. When the General Assembly ended its spring legislative session last week, it did so without passing legislation that environmental advocacy groups say would have helped address the state's energy needs. So for the rest of the program today, we're going to talk about why all this is happening, what it means for Illinois, and what you can do to keep your rates low. Joining us for that is Sarah Moskowitz, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. Sarah, welcome to the 21st show.
Thanks for having me.
Listeners, you can join us today as ever at 800-222-9455. What does your electric bill look like lately? Has it been going up? How do you cut down on the electricity you use in the summer months? And what would you like to see state government do to deal with rising costs? 800-222-9455. All right, Sarah, as I said, rates always go up in summer, but they seem to be going up a lot more than usual this season. What's behind that?
Well, across the state of Illinois, we're going to be seeing higher rates for the summer. This counts for both Ameren customers in central and southern Illinois and ComEd customers in the northern part of the state. The part of the bills that are going up is actually going to be the part for the supply of electricity itself. It's the cost of the juice. The other part of your bill is the delivery charges, and that's actually the part of the bill that Ameren makes its money off of. Here in Illinois, we're a restructured state, so your distribution utility, like Ameren or ComEd, doesn't actually own power generation. Instead, we receive our generation through regional markets. In Ameren territory, it's the Midwest market, or known as MISO. And MISO changed the way that it runs its capacity auction, which is why we're going to see this price spike just in time for summer.
Yeah, so maybe that's a way to help people understand this. You have one set of people who make the electrons, the power plants, be it, you know, nuclear plants, coal, windmills, solar farms, whatever. You have another group that manages the delivery, and then these companies that are actually responsible for maintaining the infrastructure and, you know, getting it into our houses, Ameren, ComEd, CWLP, for example. So talk about what exactly MISO's, the changes they're making, and why that is resulting in these price increases.
All right. Well, there's the economist answer and there's the consumer advocate answer.
It's okay. We can nerd out here.
Yeah. None of this is easy, which is part of the problem. There are multiple jurisdictions at play and influencing what we end up paying every month to our electric utility. And so essentially, MISO, which is the regional grid operator, runs these wholesale markets for electricity. It also runs a wholesale market for what it calls capacity. And capacity is essentially a tool whereby the market is trying to assure that there's enough power generation online if our need for electricity grows. We need to have these power plants online in case we all decide to turn everything on all at once. Advocates like CUB, my organization, feel that the way that the market operators run these markets benefits the power generators and doesn't benefit the ratepayers like you and me. And so Ameren, Illinois is not making money off of this price spike. This price spike, all of this money is going into the pockets of these power generators in the form of these high capacity payments. And the reason why it spiked is because MISO changed the way that it runs these auctions. And so it gets really technical really quickly, as you can tell, but essentially they decided that the auctions were not Basically, the auctions weren't yielding prices high enough to incentivize the development of more generation. And so they decided to change the structure of the market to yield higher prices so that investors would be more interested in building new power generation to make sure that we have all the power generation on hand should we need it. Now, of course, an organization like mine is going to have problems with that because nowhere into this equation comes questions about affordability. And so we argue that this is not going to yield the best results for electric customers in Illinois. And sure enough, as of what was June 1st, Sunday, we're going to start seeing the repercussions of that. Prices per kilowatt hour for Ameren customers were a little bit more than 8 cents a kilowatt hour. Now they've gone up to 12.18 cents per kilowatt hour.
Wow, that's a 50% increase, plus. Yeah, okay. I'm having flashbacks to trying to understand reverse auctions 10, 15, 20 years ago. Let's not go down that rabbit hole, though. So one of the things, so we've been talking about the supply side. There's also been increased demand, and it's not, more people are not buying air conditioners in Illinois. There is another power-hungry monster on the horizon here. Talk about that.
Yeah, everyone these days is very concerned about demand for electricity increasing as a result of more data centers coming online. And this has been, it started out with kind of like a silly drinking game amongst regulators and advocates, and now it's become a really serious issue in looking at what happens to prices when suddenly you have these big, powerful energy hogs coming online, essentially competing with regular residential customers like us for power supply. And we've been enjoying, well, I'd say consumers have been enjoying, flat load growth for the past 20 years. And suddenly we're seeing the surge in demand, and the markets are going crazy, and we're seeing tightening reserves, and that's why these prices are going up. So, we have ways in the state to try to offset the risk associated with this. A big piece of what was on the table and in the Illinois General Assembly this past session was how we were going to deal with data center load growth. Of course, as you mentioned, legislation didn't get passed this go around, but I think that legislators are going to have a much more urgent call for action after their constituents see what happened to their electric rates this summer.
Yeah, what is your best understanding of why, maybe you can say more about that legislation and why it actually didn't come to fruition in the final days of the spring session?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think legislators were trying to pack a lot into that last week of session. Budget being first and foremost, transit reform was also on the table, and negotiations around the energy bill were ongoing into really the last minute in the session. And so I think there were still a lot of questions about what that energy package was actually going to contain once it came up for a vote. And everyone, we didn't have enough time to really clinch it down and message properly about what was in there and what wasn't. And I think that's just a maybe kind of the nature of the beast, but hopefully we managed to get a lot of the work done that we can kind of get a running start for next time the legislature convenes to talk about this issue.
Yeah, Rich Miller in Capital Facts this morning quoted someone, or I guess not quoted, but just cited an anonymous state house type saying that the legislature tried to do a 5-month session in 5 days in the last week there. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about electric bills. Why are many of us are seeing power rates going up this summer? With Sarah Moskowitz, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. If you want to join us, just a few minutes left, 800-222-9455. So Sarah, at a practical level, what can we do about this right now? I guess, you know, short of calling our lawmaker and urging them to, et cetera, what would you suggest people can do practically to conserve electricity and still, you know, safely keep cool?
Yeah, well, safely keeping cool is essential. There is research that shows that people have subjected themselves to unsafe conditions in order to save money, and we implore people not to do that. There is financial assistance available. In some counties, that financial assistance is running out, so I would encourage folks to call their local community action agency ASAP to sign up for financial assistance for help with those bills. If you go to helpillinoisfamilies.com, you can get connected to the action agency that serves your area. Sooner better than later on that, because those funds are running out. Also, it's really important if you're struggling to pay your bills, it's really important to communicate with your utility. I know it's terrible. I hate calling my own utility, and this is what I do for a living. I don't like opening those bills, but if you aren't able to make that full payment, the utility is going to be looking for it. And if you don't make the full payment, they're going to schedule you for disconnection. And it's a lot more difficult to deal with the utility once you've been disconnected. So do what you can, work out a payment arrangement, ask for some time to pay off your balance, and be proactive with the utility if you're struggling to pay your bills. But otherwise, there are a lot of programs that are available to help you save energy, cut waste, and maybe even take advantage of lower prices if you're able to shift your usage to off-peak times. Ameren Illinois is required to run energy efficiency programs. You know, it doesn't make sense. They make their money off of selling you power. Why are they going to ask you to use yet less? That's because we have laws in the state that require them to offer these money-saving programs to their customers. And so we want folks to take advantage of them. So look up your Ameren energy efficiency programs. Ameren also has a special rate that you can opt into that they call PowerSmart pricing, where basically instead of paying that flat rate all summer, which is going to be about 12.18 cents, like I said, you can actually pay the real-time rate of electricity, which for most of the hours is less than that 12.18 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you are able to just curb your usage at those peak times, you can stand to save quite a bit of money off your bills. That one's called PowerSmart pricing, and I recommend it.
Yeah, so you do your laundry in the middle of the night, run the dishwasher in the middle of the night, things like that. That sounds like I'd be willing to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last question. We're almost out of time. Do you see on the horizon more supply coming online? I mean, the state's showing interest in expanding nuclear power again. There was just a story in the last day or so about Clinton striking a deal with Facebook.
Oh, I would love to talk to you next time about that Clinton Meta deal. But yeah, there are, you know, it's not just building new generation, but using our power more wisely. So curbing those peaks in demand for electricity is a key one. Battery storage, where we can, you know, store excess electricity generated by wind turbines and solar panels to discharge at times when those aren't producing power. Those are some of the things that were on the table this last go round in Springfield. So, you know, for sure, I think there are gonna be opportunities to bolster our power generation capacity here in the state. That's a lot of what we were trying to get done in Springfield this last time. And so I know you mentioned, aside from what can listeners do aside from calling their legislators, but I think it really is important that folks call their legislators, because when it comes to energy policy, especially forward-thinking energy policy, I think it can be a little scary. As you can tell, it's a very dense topic. Legislators are very scared to do things that can be perceived as raising bills. But you know, what I say is we either pay for smarter power sources, or we end up just paying the same old fossil plants these inflated rates through the capacity auction anyway.
It's always good advice to call your legislator, because if you don't, you know the power companies and the people who make the money here certainly are trying to bend their ears. So, Sarah Moskowitz, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me.
That is it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the major tax cut and spending Medicaid reduction legislation that's working its way through the Congress. What does that mean for Illinois, a state where one in four people are on the Medicaid program? There's also a tremendous amount in there dealing with agriculture, from food assistance to farmers. We're going to get into those aspects and more of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. That's it for us today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.